那曼达，不正那曼达，不正那曼达，不正那曼达，不正那曼达，不正那曼达，不正那曼达。
Begin my words this morning by reading one of Shinran Shonin's wasan. This wasan is dedicated to the Bodhisattva of Wisdom, Mahasthama Prakta. Shinran Shonin no Seishi Bosatsu wo homeru go wasan wo itadaite kara hajimaritai to omoimasu. Gassho wo onegaishimasu. Please join me in gassho. When sentient beings think on Amida, just as a child thinks of its mother, they indeed see the Tathagata, who is never distant, both in the present and in the future. Such beings are like people who, imbued with incense, bear its fragrance on their bodies. They may be called those adorned with the fragrance of light. この母を思うがごとくにて、主情仏を置くすれば、厳然到来と遠からず、如来を拝見疑わず、先行人のその身には光景あるがごとくなり、これをすなわち名付けてぞ光光正言と申すなるとなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだぶつなまんだ。Once again, I welcome you all to our senior gathering this morning. 再び皆さん、ようこそ本日の、シニアガドリングのご参拝でございます。Last night when I returned home from the temple in the evening, I found a package waiting at our doorstep, and it was in the distinctive orange and white and blue labeling of the Japanese EMS, the Japanese Express Mail Service. So I thought, oh, it's a package from Japan. And I saw it was from one of Shoko's kind of distant relatives, but a sort of distant cousin who she grew up with in her same village, and more of a close friend than a relative, but also a relative. And so we brought this package in and let my son set to work opening it. And in true Japanese fashion, it was very, very well packaged. It was put inside an envelope, sealed, put inside an envelope, sealed, duct taped, then put inside the EMS package, taped, and mailed over. So it arrived nice and safe. And when we opened up the inside, there was a set of sort of handmade bags that one of my wife's relatives had made. And inside those bags, there were some photographs from some recent Shichigo-san. We had a Shichigo-san here at the temple recently, so there were some Shichigo-san photographs and some other items that were sent, letters and other photographs, little albums for us to see and catch up on these relatives. そして、昨日お寺から帰ってきた時には、日本からのパッケージがあって、で、まあそれはさすがに、まあよくよく放送して、で、それを開けたら、中には、妻の、まあ遠い親戚なんですけど、まあ友達。同じ学校にいてた、同じ村に住んでる、友達から、そういうのと、そのお母さんからの、贈り物があって、で、中には自分で縫った、手縫いで作った、小さいカバンと、写真、父子さんの写真とか、いろいろ子供、そっちの子供の写真と、去年、一緒に帰って初盆のお参りをした時に私の家族とその家族と一緒に撮ってた写真があったんですね。 And so inside this package there were also photographs from last summer when we went back and we visited their home during the 初盆 time. So there were lots of pictures of the family and the images. We saw the images and were reminded of our visit. But one thing that really struck me was as I opened up the bags and pulled out these envelopes and these letters, that the aroma of Tsushima, the aroma of the island where my wife is from, sort of, I was struck by this familiar smell of the island. And I commented on to my wife, I says, oh, this package smells like Tsushima. And she said, Senko no nioi desho. She said, it smells like incense, doesn't it? して、その、まあ、パッケージ開けたら、これは、津島の匂いがする。その、妻の実家の匂いがする。で、妻が、これは、線香の匂いでしょう、と言ってて。So she was standing about 6 feet away, she couldn't smell it, but she knew that the aroma of her hometown is the smell of incense. して、その実家の匂いは、線香の匂いだと。妻が、ちょっと、まあ、部屋の向こう側に立てたから、匂いなかったけど、実家の匂いは線香の匂いだとよく分かってたということですね。And that's because when we're back in Tsushima, every time we go into someone's house, the first thing that we do is to offer incense at the obutsudan. して、Tsushimaにいるときには、誰かの家を入ったら、必ず一番最初にお仏壇にお線香を炊くという習慣があるんですね。
So throughout the day, it's a small traditional Japanese fishing village. People are coming and going throughout the day to drop off vegetables and pick up fish and visit each other and just stop by for a chat. And throughout the day, people are coming every hour or maybe more than once an hour, someone stopping by the house and lighting incense. So the house is constantly imbued with this aroma of incense.
して、まあ、毎日何回も誰かが、もう田舎ですから、まあ、野菜を持って行ったり、魚を取りに行ったり、ただちょっと話しに行ったり、遊びに行ったりするときには、みんな次々とお香を炊くということですね。
And to me, this offering of incense is a very, very profound Buddhist ritual.
この線香を炊くというのは、仏教の非常に意味が深いことだと思います。
Because the offering of incense is an expression of our connection, our deep karmic connection with one another. So we offer incense before the obutsudan to recognize this deep connection that we share with the past generations. The deep connection that if I come into someone's house as an outsider, I recognize my connection with this family.
そしてこの線香を炊くというのはご縁を認めるということですね。まあ、ご先祖の前に線香を炊くということは、この代々のご先祖とのご縁。または、私はこの家のものじゃないけど、この家に入ったら線香を炊くと、私とこの家とのご縁を認めるということでもありますね。
So this offering of incense is a wonderful expression of our deep karmic connection. And it's something that we do here at the temple every time we gathered. Before we began our service this morning, many of you had an opportunity to offer incense. After our service finishes, some of you who haven't yet had an opportunity will come forward to offer incense. And each of you brings your own life experience, your own perspective, your own feelings, your own expressions of gratitude, your own difficulties, all those things, we come here before the image of the Buddha and we make an offering of incense. Each of us as individuals, and yet as the incense burns, the smoke becomes one. Just as when we come together in the Sangha, all of our lives join this common stream of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion.
そしてみんながそれぞれの人生、それぞれの経験、それぞれの考え方を持ってここにお参りするんですけど、みんな同じ作法でお焼香をするときに、その香の一人一人のお焼香が一つの煙となって、一つの匂いとなって、私たちの人生も仏様の前に一つの味になるということですね。
In Shinran's Wasan, which I read at the start of my talk this morning,He says that when we think on Amida Buddha, when we reflect on the Buddha's compassion in our lives, that we are like people imbued with incense. We bear the Buddha's fragrance on our bodies. そしてこの阿弥陀如来のことを憶念する、考える人がその仏様の匂いが自分の身につくということですね。
Shinran says something very interesting. He calls this the fragrance of light.
これは光香というんですけど、この光の匂い、光の匂いが自分の身につくんですね。
So usually we think of light as something we see, but Shinran talks about it as something that we can, an aroma, the aroma of light.
そして自分の目で見る光はあるんですけど、その鼻で匂える光もあるんですね。
And to me, that fragrance of light is the fragrance of recognizing these deep connections that we share with each other.
この匂いの、光の匂いは自分のつながりが見えることを認めるとか自分の身につく。
And that is expressed in all of these subtle ways in which we treat each other, the ways in which we care for each other, helping each other into a chair, helping each other to bringing a meal to each other's seat, sharing food together, sharing a conversation, these subtle little things that we do that express this connection we share with each other. And that is the fragrance of the light that we carry with us throughout our daily lives.
そして、まあ、いろいろな細かいことで人に、まあ、席に座ることの手伝いとか食べ物を持ってくるとか一緒に食べて一緒に相手の話をしてこの一つ一つの小さいことで大きな光が私たちの人生に輝くことがあるんですね。
And this is the life that we experience, the fragrance of light in the Nembutsu, in the name of Amida Buddha.
仏様の御名の中に光るこの光明の光。
And in this light, we feel these connections that can even go across the ocean to Japan or to other parts of the world, other parts of the connection, other parts of the country, and beyond the bounds of birth and death.
そしてそのご縁は海を越えて日本までご縁を大切にするその死の壁を越えて亡くなった人でもご縁を大切にするという人生ですね。
And so I find that when we gather here in the temple for our senior gatherings once a month that the fragrance of light is strong in this community who cherishes each other.
そしてここに集まるときにこの光の匂いがこの集まりで非常に強いということを気づくんですね。長年仲間を大切にした方々がここに集まっている。長年お念仏を喜ぶ方々がここに集まっている。共に導く、共に念仏で喜びながら生かせられる仲間が集まったら、この光の匂いが強いと私が味わっております。
So when we gather here, all these people who over the years have treasured their connection with one another, treasured the Nembutsu, lived in the Nembutsu, become imbued with this fragrance of light. And when we gather here, the fragrance is strong and it is beautiful. And I thank you for gathering here with me today in the Nembutsu so that I may also enjoy the fragrance of light that comes from this community.
そしてこの仲間でこのお念仏の光の匂いが私も楽しめる仲間がおかげさまで皆さんがここに来ていただいて誠にありがたいことでございます。
I'll conclude my reflection here. I invite you to join me in 合唱。
合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏、南無阿弥陀仏。